The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Today, the 17th of September, 2018. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Good morning, everybody. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Great walk-in humidor, super service. Can't ask more than Tobacco and Brew. Good morning there, Ashley.
Good morning.
How are you today?
A little cold.
You're cold.
I'm enjoying that I'm a little cold right now.
Oh, good.
Hey, how was your, you travel back and forth. As we know, we're telling our listening audience that you go back and forth and take care of your grandfather.
Great-grandfather.
Yep. Okay. Your great-grandfather, and being a wonderful member of your family. So you go back about every 2 to 3 weeks, stay for a couple weeks and come back. So how nice to be able to have family around. Mm-hmm. And you're saying he's on oxygen, but he's still bowling.
Yes.
I think that's a picture.
He had his 98th birthday at the beginning of summer.
Man.
And still bowling. And it's funny because all of the cliches about terrible bowling, you know, you stand up, you walk, and you kind of drop the ball. And he looks like he would be a terrible bowler, but his scores are like 3 times what mine would ever be. And so it's very amusing to me to watch it. It's like it has a little bit of a curve. And
yeah.
I play pool more, so it's in English. But it gets it every time. It's
like
he strikes and spares all the way down.
I love it. Good for you. You're doing your good deed. But you know what? I got to tell you, I was in a bowling league at one point for a year, and I was gutter ball queen.
I'm sure I would be.
Yeah,
too.
It's almost like trailer park. I was gutter ball. Good morning, everybody. Currently 52 degrees.
I bowled with you.
Oh, my God.
It's not quite that bad.
Well,
you can keep it kind of in the center.
You know, maybe if the rims are up.
That's true. It is a little embarrassing when that they put the kids
7-year-old
the kids sides up so it bounces off each side. Yeah, the gutter guards. Yeah.
Okay, 52 degrees in the downtown studios. Hey, our high today will be 84. I almost wanted to cry yesterday. How beautiful after 2 months of a blanket. Every time I looked at this paper in the morning on Monday, it was just hazy, widespread haze. It went on for 6 weeks. I thought, really, I don't know if I can, I felt like I was going to crack. I just needed to take some deep breaths into my lungs. Beautiful yesterday. Today, well, we are going to have haze today, but it's mostly clear tonight with our lows of 55. Tomorrow calls, haze, 86, low 57. Wednesday calls for sunny. I don't see any haze in this forecast, with a high of 90 on Wednesday and Thursday, sunny with a high of 93, and Friday is going to be at 89 and clear. I love it when I see the clear skies. I want to say hallelujah, really. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. All right, so let's talk
Looks like our AQI is like 151. Is that about right?
Okay.
But here, on the other side of the Sacramento, we have 21. So it's quite a bit different.
21 on the other side, around Turtle Bay.
I left my windows, a couple windows open last night. It felt really good to actually open the windows in 2 months. We haven't. So we opened the windows throughout the house. Hummingbird flew in to the bedroom because I don't have screens on a couple doors. Hummingbird flew into the bedroom, sat there with the broom trying to get that hummingbird out because it got caught, and my heart was beating as fast as a hummingbird's. Finally, I got it, and I thought, I hope it didn't die. But I think what they do is, like the goats, it probably passed out, and then it took off once I got it outside.
Either that or elk killer ate it.
So,
no, okay. we just skipped right over that one because elk killer wouldn't eat anything like that. Okay, but you're right, and now you have little black marks
on the ceiling. I'm trying to.
We have hummingbird feeders out, and I refilled one, and now we have hummingbird fights going on in the evening. Oh, there are. They're tough. They're a little tough.
There's okay, some bullies in those hummingbirds.
The Delta fire is, gosh, what is it, 60,000 acres, 65% contained. I-5's opened both ways, of course. They've lifted the evacuations, warning evacuations for Dunsmuir and a few other places. But it's still burning. The Carr Fire, of course, 100%, and Hearst Fire is 100% contained.
Delta Fire updated 1 minute ago, 76% containment.
76, great. So it came up another 10%. You know, hopefully this is the end of the fires for right now. But down, I just saw I was looking up a fire down in Laguna Beach because I knew they had a real bad fire there. And they had another fire this summer that right. burned 125 acres and in a couple of houses. But this one that they talked about from 1993 that burnt, I forget how many thousand acres, mm-hmm. but it took out 800 houses and mm-hmm. that in a Laguna Beach area. If you know anything about Laguna, you call it Laguna Beach, but of course on the beach, but they had houses that were burning along the periphery of the beach. They have canyons there. And in this case, it was like the Aliso Viejo Canyon. It's just a big canyon that has got people living there, but it's mm-hmm. real brushy and all this. Mm-hmm. It just burnt all the way through there, and they had to evacuate.
Beautiful drive to go out 405. You take what's the exit you take off 405 to get over to Laguna?
Laguna. I don't know what it is. But it doesn't say Laguna. There's another one.
And so that's where you go through the mountains. It's kind of like going through Malibu Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
Same kind of feel. Oh.
And they have a place called Emerald Cove or something. It's a place where very expensive homes are at. That it burnt during that time. It leaped the road. It leaped the one there and jumped over into Emerald Cove and burnt a bunch of those homes. So back in 93. But the only reason it was we were watching something that had Laguna Beach on it. And we were talking about our fires up here. And I said, well, they had mm-hmm. a fire too. And right. And they destroyed a lot of the Laguna Beach area.
Well, speaking of natural disasters, Wilmington.
Florence.
You have your parents lived in North Carolina. I was born in North Carolina. We love North Carolina. Wilmington cut off by Florence's catastrophe. Flooding spreads across North Carolina.
The guys from Fox News could not get out.
That's right.
Yesterday, Saturday or Sunday, because Wilmington, you got a picture. You got the ocean on one side, and you got all these rivers on the other side, and the water has completely surrounded Wilmington. They got through with military vehicles, but you can't get through with anything else. They've had roads that have collapsed. They've had, just big holes where the roads used to be.
And here's a picture I'm seeing of the chicken farm. You know, it's like it's flooded all. And so you wonder, did these people heed the warnings and get their livestock out of my volume went down on my microphone for some reason. Did they heed the warning to get the livestock out of the premises? Because, it did come on, but they did have ample warning. I remember watching it anyway. Anyway, from what we saw in our news coverage,
they did have plenty of warning.
They had three or four days,
but the water hasn't quite. It hasn't stopped rising. It's going to keep rising for a while. And what happened was, is that Florence, where when it hit the coast, it stopped. It stalled, and it just kept pouring water out. 12 trillion gallons, somebody estimated. And then it started moving into Virginia, and it's moved down into South Carolina a bit. But North Carolina and Wilmington, Moorhead, all those places mm-hmm. along, they evacuated parts of Camp Lejeune. They evacuated Parris Island down in South Carolina because it is a low island. It's not far above the sea level right there, and the swamps around it. Because it very, Parris Island, South Carolina, where you train Marines, it truly is an island. And it wasn't until, I think, the 60s that they actually put a road across. You had to ride like a ferry. Maybe in the 50s. But
well,
it was.
Last count of
and there were alligators out there.
Oh, boy.
And they said, so if you want to go UA, if you want to run away, you're going to find that when you're going across the swamps there, because if you go through the road, we'll just catch you. If you go through the swamps, you have alligators there. So, some things to think about.
Well, we've had a lot of things, plus a 4.4 magnitude earthquake in California, and don't ask me where yet. I'll look that up, but anyway, with Florence, we do want to, put our thoughts and prayers because the death toll is up to 17 and counting. Yeah. That's of the last.
Dr. Larry Farrell, son and daughter and grandson is there at Camp Lejeune. And where he was out in the Mew, they had to come back you know, their training, coming back and using their assets to rescue people out there. So, okay, hey, look, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by people at Sleep Number. When you think about it, Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds helps everyone from parents to pro athletes improve their daily performance. Why? Because it gives quality sleep. How much is a good night's sleep worth? So many people, when you're, I mean, why do you have to kind of like, I don't know, give up the firmness of the mattress you want? Why do you have to, you know, just say, okay,
settle
for a middle? Like, you know, if Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40, my Sleep Number setting is 60. So that means that we'd have to sleep at like 50. Or what if it was hers was 30 and mine was 80? Then how do you work that out? Well, with Sleep Number, you don't have to worry about that because Linda can fix any type of Sleep Number setting she wants, and I can fix any type of sleep
setting. And your moods change, and your body temperature changes through the month, and temperatures change. So it's really nice to be able to have your freedom in choosing your Sleep Number setting will be.
Yeah, you can feel how the bed contours to you and release pressure points. With the individual fit technology, you have to feel the difference. Come on in, see the newest Sleep Number 360 smart beds. It's your competitive edge, and they start at $999. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. And you know those guys need lots of sleep, and they can afford to have any type of bed they want. Sleep Number, it's down in the Target Shopping Center. Head on down there and tell them Carl and Linda sent you. We'll be right back. It's 17 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, here on the 17th of September.
Changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. If all you need is an in-cabin air filter change, come on in. No appointment necessary. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Caldwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information, go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Caldwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Yeah. Welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Earth, here in the studios of
KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. Hey, it is 22 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 17th of September. 50 degrees going up to 84 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Right now, the air quality index right around Redding is 151. If you cross the river, it's like in the 20s. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shameless O'Leary's Irish Pub. Oh, nestled in the heart of downtown. Okay, I won't. No, no. I can't get into that because I have it. I try my accents, and they come up different ways. Redding's only true Irish pub, though, voted best in the North State every year since 2011. Come down for Monday night football. Be the bookie. Win cash and prizes. Bet the bookie. Wings, burgers, and Irish nachos. 16
brand
brews on tap. Sunday fun day. Watch the NFL games while enjoying a delicious brunch served with mimosas and Bloody Marys. That's right. Hey, Shameless O'Leary's Irish Pub.
It sounds like
it's right downtown here.
It sounds like you're doing
Like I've already been there.
You look a little Humphrey Bogart trying to be something. I'm not sure
I don't know what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, I was a little mishmash.
Okay, let's get to Brett Kavanaugh before we have guests all through. We have the BFW, we have the Sons of Italy, but then we have Christian Schrader on today, the mayor of Redding, and we're going to talk to her. She's running for re-election about what's going on around here. The Kavanaugh hearing thrown into turmoil because of last week. Dianne Feinstein says, I have a report from a woman, a letter, that says that he sexually assaulted her back in high school 37 years ago. And I said, how long have you had that, Di? Well, I've had it since July. And you've talked to the senator several times, or the Kavanaugh several times while you're interviewing him. Yes. Did you ever mention this to him? No. Okay. Well, why? Well, because if I had mentioned it earlier, it would have come up and it would have been settled. And then I couldn't have dropped it here at the very last minute and hoping that it would delay the vote, because that's all we really want to do. We don't really care about this woman. We care about this. And she wants to remain confidential and doesn't want to talk about it. Well, then, of course, as soon as she says that and she releases it, it lets the because of the way it leaks around there, the media found out about it, and they found out the lady's name, of course, was Christine Blasey Ford. She's a professor. I guess you call her Dr. Ford. She's a professor at Palo Alto University. I guess she works in psychology, and she's a registered Democrat. I'm just saying this because she's a registered Democrat. She reported this in July. The Dems had on it until now due to, of course, they don't want Kavanaugh to even have a vote. Says 35 years ago, this could be 35 or 37, I'm not sure, she was allegedly assaulted by Kavanaugh and Mark Judge. Kavanaugh held her down and groped her at a drunken party and supposedly put his hand over her mouth to keep her from screaming. And she said she was feared that he would kill her, inadvertently kill her. Well, Kavanaugh says, I did not do that. Judge says, you didn't do that. If I was there, I was there. But then they talk about judges, who is a writer and author. He's an author too. That he has gone through alcohol rehab courses, so he used to drink, but he doesn't, I guess, supposedly anymore. But he is a filmmaker and an author who has written for the Daily Caller and the Post, Weekly Standard. He chronicled his recovery from alcoholism in Wasted, Tales of a Generation Ex-Drunk, which described his own blackout, drinking, and a culture of partying among students at his high school, renamed in the book Loyola Prep. Kavanaugh is not mentioned in the book, but a passage about partying at the beach one summer makes a glaring reference to Bart O'Kavanaugh, who puked in someone's car the other night and passed out on his way back from a party. Now, it doesn't say anything allegedly that the that he was groping anybody or that they were in this thing. But what it has caused now is the fact that, oh, well, we need to hear the woman. I agree. You need to hear this. You need to hear this. But you have to get her in tomorrow. Get her in tomorrow. Let both sides question her. And then vote. You know, and I tell you right now, the Dems are going to use this as, oh, no, he did this 37 years ago at a party where all the kids are drinking. He groped her. I don't even know what to say about this. I really don't even know what to say about this. I'm not gonna smear this lady's reputation or anything like that, but I just know is that if everybody's drinking, which is what she said, everybody's, you know, sucking down beers there and at a party, and she remembers one thing, he remembers something else. I mean, how could this even, when you think about it, it's he says, she says, 37 years ago. And then one of the women on MSNBC, the commentator, said, well, and they were talking about the women senators, the Republican senators. Well, they sure wanted Franklin to resign right away. Well, there's a little bit of a difference between, you know, that Senator Al Franken and Brett Kavanaugh. One, they have photos of Franken doing things and Franken admitting he was doing things. I mean, and it was like 8 years ago. And so then he resigned. Kavanaugh, 37 years ago, is denying it. This didn't happen. This is something she remembers. It wasn't like that. Does it mean he doesn't know her? No. Does it mean they weren't laying on a bed making out or whatever? I don't know. See, I don't know that. But to pull this thing up 37 years ago seems to be, I mean, it's like really, really, really. I mean, the whole thing started, you know, it's a plot to keep Kavanaugh from being being voted on for the Supreme Court. I mean, they could have answered it back in July or August or even early September, but they chose not to do it. And to me, that's, again, you get into the epitome of lowness, of partisanship. Instead of trying to do things a right in a correct way, you do it like this.
Well, I'm just going to say, you know, I've been thinking
and
about...
And I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm just saying is that 37 years ago...
Well, I remember things that happened 37 and 40 years ago, and I'm not on anybody's side here because the truth with drinking and blackout... Now, she could have been traumatized because maybe he did grow up. Maybe he didn't put a chance...
And that's what she said. She was traumatized.
And they went up and maybe she teased... Who knows? But I do know that I had situations like this that happened in my middle school and high school that, you know, have, you know, left little nicks and scars on me. We've talked about it. But I do believe in my heart of hearts that people want to do good. I think people want to change. You know, it's not called a rite of passage, but we do stupid things. You know, people do, I believe that people can change, and they go on a path, they may be on a path on doing something stupid and not knowing and then realizing this is a path to nowhere and want to better themselves. So I look at both sides, but if you hold on to something like that and you can hold somebody for what they did in a moment of drunken stupidity, I think that I don't know if there's a person on our planet that has been spotless throughout their life. Do you know of anybody who maybe didn't throw a rock, steal a coin, tell a lie? Do you know what I mean? Do you know anybody that you think has been spotless their entire life? They didn't do something that was, you know, walked over the edge for a minute. I don't know. Answer me that.
Well, I don't know if I can say that. I'm sure everybody has gotten at least to the edge there. As far as, you know, as rape or...
I'm not talking about rape.
Yeah, but if you're talking about when people have been drinking at a party and things like that, I mean...
I'm not making it...
You know what? It's... First of all, 37 years ago, if something happened... It was never reported. She said she never reported. She wasn't raped. You know, she was just, you know, she was embarrassed and, oh my God, this happened. And that, she doesn't even remember how she got home. So I'm not saying that she was drinking that night. I mean, but I would kind of assume she was. and that she was going through psychotherapy years ago, years later, mm-hmm. and this thing came out. Well, again, I'm not knocking this, and I'm not, you know what? And here's the thing is, if it happened, it deserves to be talked about. But here's one thing. Even if it didn't happen, it deserves to be talked about. And I'm not saying whether it happened or not. You know, frankly, to me, it's just so politically convenient. It's politically convenient for this to happen right now, kind of like it was for Anita Hill and Justice Thomas. Kind of politically convenient for that to show up at such a time. So here we are, a politically convenient time from the Democrats who held information, never once talked to the man himself, just waited to drop it like this, drop this bomb. Okay. Anyway, we'll find out. We'll see what's going to happen. I hope they have her out there tomorrow. I hope they have her in front of the Senate committee tomorrow, and everybody can go, oh, you poor woman. And then the Republicans go, oh, you poor woman. Now. But now. We'll see what happens. We got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. I just saw Alliance Heating and Air already working this morning at 6:30
right.
in the morning. Went by and went, whoa!
Right, right.
And they were all waving at each other.
And I drove by and said, thank you so much. I said, we're about ready to go on the air right now. We're going to talk about you.
That's right, and we are. So they were there at 6:30 this morning working on this house down the street. Alliance Heating and Air, been in the business over a quarter of a century, voted best in the North State, any type of HVAC work. Give them a call, 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. We'll be right back with the VFW. It took me by surprise.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar down. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Gather your friends for a night with Sinbad live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, October 19th. Ranked by Comedy Central as one of the 100 greatest stand-ups of all time, actor and comedian Sinbad has had audiences laughing over three decades. His storytelling style of comedy is profound without being profane.
Marriage is work. Marriage is a career. It's not adventure. You do more before five than most folks do all day. It's like the military. And all you men out here 55 years old trying to date some girl 20 like she like you. Are you out your mind? She wants your house. You want a woman that understands the signs of stroke.
Do not miss your chance to see Sinbad live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, October 19th. Tickets start at $20. For tickets or to reserve a room in our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Don't forget to download the Wind River app.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
But I got lost in time or two. Wiped my brow and kept pushing through.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this Monday morning. It's currently 50 degrees. Our highs will be 84 today, and we're going to bring our sponsors to the forefront here. Crackmaster, who've been with us since the beginning. Jeff Wurst, who owns Crackmaster, knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair, from cracks to chips. If you've got a crack or a chip of up to 22 inches or 24 inches, bring your vehicle in for free inspection and analysis. Get your windshield repaired by Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. 3208 South Market Street. Give them a call at 241-8373. What are you laughing at?
Crackmaster.
People always say crack. Ah, oh, Crackmaster. Don't we?
Well, I don't, but hey, I'm sorry. I do, too. Hey, we're here with Greg Rogers. He's commander of VFW Post, Anderson Valley Post 9650. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
And you have an event coming up here. That's
yes.
Pretty cool.
On September 29th, we're going to be hosting World War II Pearl Harbor survivors.
Wow.
Our program is entitled Remember Pearl Harbor, Two Survivors Tell Their Story. These gentlemen, one was on the USS Pennsylvania.
Delton Wally Walling.
That's correct. The other was on the USS Helena. And Mr. Burnick was a 5-inch anti-aircraft gun, manned a 5-inch anti-aircraft gun on the Helena. He was on board the ship when it was commissioned. And she was on the board of the ship when she was sunk in the, I believe, Solomon Islands in 43 or 44.
So he saw some combat out there.
Yeah, so they're going to be coming to tell their stories and tell us this is open to the public. And this is going to be at the Anderson.
That's correct, the Anderson Hall.
All right.
At 2 p.m. on September 29th.
These two guys, I mean, they're in their 90s, obviously.
Yes.
And they, I think it's going to be quite interesting. Where are they from?
Well, they're coming up from Sonora or Tuolumne County.
Mm-hmm.
They're making the trip up. And we've got some additional people coming also. Not confirmed. One was a member of the USS Arizona. It was in the crow's nest or whatever.
Mm.
And actually saw the pilots' faces and saw their eyes as the planes came in. And the other was a signalman, supposedly with the Defense Liaison Office out of Tokyo, and reported the ships as departing, the Japanese fleet departing the bay, but didn't know exactly where they were going. But they will tell their story. And
Ben, that's going to be
okay. Now, Wally.
Fantastic.
Wally is 90. Is it Wally's 97 years old?
Yes.
At 97, yeah, he continues to pursue a busy schedule. He has a self-appointed Pearl Harbor ambassador. He strives to keep alive the memory of those who died in the attack. He has returned to Pearl Harbor each of the past 15 years. And annually, get this, celebrates his birthday with a tandem skydive near his home in Central California. Jumps out of a plane with somebody, attached to him.
97 years old.
That's, it's funny. I dreamed about jumping out of a plane last night.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Doing a... Anyway.
Well, you've got the ground to break your fall.
Yeah. Well, I used to jump out of airplanes a lot, and I haven't really dreamed about it until last night. Anyway, this is going to be, I think, going to be kind of cool, and it's going to be at the VFW Anderson Post, on Center Street, right down in the Anderson. Everybody knows where
right
it's at.
Right next to the library.
Right next to the library. And it's going to be September the 29th at 2 o'clock, and it's going to go to 5:30. So you have opportunity to ask a bunch of questions and all this.
It's going to be great because you're going to get a chance to be next to guys who really were in a living moment of history. It's what changed and put our country into World War II. This is what thrust us forward into what we call the greatest generation. These guys, there are not too many of them left, and they're going to be here in person to tell the personal accounts of what happened on that fateful day. So, wow. I hope that every teacher, and I hope it's standing room only, and everybody brings their families and people hear these guys and pay homage to true heroes that go around and talk about the story. It really was the beginning of a change in our world.
Well, these are members of the greatest generation, and we're losing them fast. Our history will be gone. The living history will be gone soon.
How did you all set this thing up?
Actually, the Shasta County Library this is going to be hosted at the Shasta County Library, and I'm not sure exactly which branch, but they had a venue for 120 people, and they asked us because our hall would sit 620 people.
Sure.
And so they thought this was going to be a large venue, and asked if we could step in. We said sure.
I think it's a great thing. What else is going on down there at the VFW Post?
Well, as with this, we're going to serve hot dogs and sodas. We're not going to. It's for the kids and so on.
Mm-hmm.
This particular item is free to the public, so please come on down. Next Saturday we're having a sausage, egg, and pancake breakfast and waffles for a nominal fee of $5. Pancakes and waffles are all you can eat. We start at 8 o'clock in the morning and run until 11.
Well, that's pretty cool. That's next Saturday.
Next
at 8 o'clock, 8 to 11. Okay.
At the Veterans Hall.
In Anderson, which is on Center Street. But you can see you're going down 273 and boom.
Yeah, we've got a sign out in front.
Yeah.
We want to thank Frank Rose because Frank Rose is really... He's the conduit to all things veteran issues and wonderful celebrations such as this. So Frank calls us and sets it up, and we just love Frank Rose, who was Veteran of the Year from the Sons of Italy.
Many different places.
Sons of Italy, Italian Festa, Paisano, you name
CVAC,
it.
Been, you name it. He's
and
been
by the way, we've got Sons of Italy coming up talking about their wonderful tournament in the next segment, too. So we love to cover... but this is something that's so important. And, again, people, you know, you kind of think about how books are written and sometimes history, little things are left out. We're going to get first-hand accounts on this night.
You know, to be able to ask somebody, so you were there and saw the because Wally was a signalman on the Pennsylvania when the Japanese attacked. He was 180 feet up in the harbor control tower and had a front row seat as these Japanese planes bombed and torpedoed the American fleet. So, you know what, just think of just listening to that, but to be able to ask them a question as they're coming by.
This
you know,
is living history.
This. Oh, yeah. Okay, Saturday, September the 29th.
And any World War II veteran or family of a veteran who wants to tell their story, they're more than welcome.
Okay. Let's take a break here. Thanks so much. Greg Rogers from BFW Anderson Post, 9650, the 29th, from 2 to 5:30 p.m. to... Pearl Harbor survivors are going to be here telling their stories, and it's open to the public. It's free. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Repairing fire-damaged jewelry, minor repairs, cleaning it, all that for free. One of the only full-service jewelry stores in Reading, Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back after these messages.
On the Ritz, dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or really, Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue in Reading, home of wonderful cars and SUVs at great prices. All new Kias come with a world-famous 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Exciting cars, performance cars, and sport utility vehicles that are built to last. We know this to be true. We own Kias, and we love them. Take a test drive in a new 2018 Kia Optima, 2018 Kia Niro, 2018 Kia Rio, 2018 Kia Soul, or a 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento. Make a great deal and drive home happy. And if you're looking for affordable financing, Reading Kia is confident their wide-ranging resources and commitment to integrity will satisfy your needs and make you a customer for life. Reading Kia will do everything necessary to make your car buying experience the best you've ever had. So visit ReadingKia.com, then come into Northern California's Kia headquarters. Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue in Reading, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, ReadingKia.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bott. It is 12 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on Monday the 17th of September. 50 degrees going up to 84.
All right.
Hit your ass like a big pizza pie some more.
All right. Okay, sweetie.
Okay, you better pull that one down. I'll just keep singing.
Yeah, pull that ripcord.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over
here. All right, Italians over here going,
I know, it just really got to him. It did. I saw one of them just throw up in his mouth. This portion of the show brought to you by North State Security. North State Security has been in the business since 1968. That's right, 50 years. It is homegrown from here, and now it's the largest security firm, privately owned security firm, north of Sacramento. That's your computer that's on right now. Your computer's on right now.
Okay, I'm trying to turn it off.
Oh, maybe sending your credit card details.
Hit,
just hit mute. Hit mute. There you go.
Sorry about that. Gosh, you guys. This freaks me out.
I'll just go back over that some other time. Hey, we're here. We're here with Jim Nobley and Johnny DiCello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning talking to about you. Paisano days are here again. Friday, September the 21st, and Saturday, September. Friday, September the 21st, and Saturday, September the 22nd. That would be this week.
Yes.
Yes. There you go at South City Park on. Well, just tell us about it, you two. Instead of me telling about it.
All right, let's get it kicked off. I'm still kind of in recovery mode after that little tune you did, but I'm feeling good.
It's been a love there. Please, come on.
I know, I feel the love.
Just wipe your lips off. Let's get going.
All right, let's go. Let's move on, okay? All right, well, Friday, September 21st is our opening of, once again, our Paisano Days, right? 35 years, I believe, we've been doing this.
Oh, my God. 35 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time, yes. And, of course, it's all going to kick off at 5 o'clock with our all-you-can-eat spaghetti dinner with our famous in-house-made red meat sauce.
That's right. You guys make the best.
That's right. It's
this
top
does
secret.
Not come
world famous.
Right. It is famous. And, of course, we'll have our green pesto sauce as well.
Ooh.
And the dinner includes salad and bread. Mm. And you can eat as much of it as you like, okay? So if you buy your tickets in advance, it's $10. If you wait to get to the gate to buy them, it's $12.
Okay.
So where can you get them in advance?
Well, there's a list of numbers right here at the bottom of this little page I have in my hand. And
okay.
Can let you hear that, or I'll let you do that perhaps later on.
Oh, that's okay.
All right. Then we have our Boccia tournament goes on, and Johnny's in charge of that, so we'll let him talk about the Friday night.
6 p.m. start of the Bocce tournament.
That's right, and it's a Friday night startup. We'll be rolling balls at, we're going to start at 4 o'clock, and we're going to have Preston Chart, the young patriot in our area. He's going to roll out the first ball for us, along with our own Al Moss of 102, or Al 103 right now.
Wow.
Rode with General right Patton of World War II, still spry. They're going to team up together, our young patriot, old patriot, roll out
love
the ball,
it.
And we start Boccia. And we'll
that's
be playing
great.
All Friday and then into Saturday till the finals Saturday evening. But also, and you didn't know about this, we need to make sure you do know, we're expecting the KCNR Boccia team down there tomorrow night.
Okay.
We're
going to
have a media night. We're going to cook up a pot of meatballs for you guys. It's our way of saying thanks for supporting us through the years. And we're going to show you how to play Boccia. You're going to roll some. You've never played, right?
I've never played.
Okay. You're going to enjoy it. Matter of fact, we were thinking of a name for your team with the Marine Corps. We thought maybe it could be the KCNR Grenade Chuckers or something. But you work up for the team name.
I like it.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing that again.
Our website, like the Devil Dogs.
We've got the new courts down. Well, they're three years old now. They're great courts out in the middle of South City Park. So we can take back the park. We can bring Boccia to the North State make it a family friendly area again. So come on down and join us tomorrow.
Okay. What time is the media?
Media night, we're rolling at 6 o'clock, right, Frankie?
Okay.
6
okay.
o'clock.
All right.
So don't worry about dinner. You'll have meatballs, a little beverage, some nice garlic roast bread. You'll like it.
Mm.
Now, on Friday, you're also going to have dancing there on Friday?
We're going to have Pat Karch and his little combo down there
for some
entertainment.
This is Paisano Days, so we love that. It used to be out in Anderson Park.
Yes, it did.
And now you moved it down to downtown.
We brought it
area.
Home.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we're really excited about that. I've attended when I was in Anderson. It was always like a couple days of just nonstop fun. Are you doing the whole auction thing again?
Oh, the raffle.
Okay. The raffle.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about that as well. Now, Saturday, of course, everything continues. The Boccia tournament continues at 8 o'clock and then with the finals sometime that evening. But, of course, there's going to be vendor and craft booths like we've always had in the past and food from 11 to 7. And that includes pasta bowls with the meatballs, Italian sausage sandwich, meatball sandwiches, and beer, wine, and soft drinks for, we're going to try to cover all age groups.
All age
that,
groups,
okay?
There you go.
Yeah. And then there's going to be games for the kids as well, because we like to entertain the little folks. The Army, I guess, is providing us with a climbing wall. Is that right, Frankie?
Yeah.
So we'll have that there as well. So maybe you might want to take a shot at climbing the wall. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
there you go.
Army's going to be climbing up and the Marines will be bailing off from the top, right? That's what we're doing.
Okay. Who's repelling?
Yeah, right.
Colonel.
That's right. We're just, the hard part for Marines climbing the wall is they have a soldier on their back that they have to climb up there with.
And then
we end up getting spur marks on our sides because they're going, hey, can you go a little bit faster than Marine? By the way, let me have another beer. And can you get me back in time so I can have a meatball sandwich and then play bocce ball?
Sir, can the Army interfere?
Whaley starts on the Air Force.
Okay.
All right, continuing. We have 5 minutes.
Well, now that he embarrassed the Army to death over here. Okay, no.
It's all good.
Yeah, it is. All
we're all together.
We are all
together.
All brothers.
We're all.
And sisters. We're having a huge raffle, as you asked, on Saturday night with our grand raffle. Grand raffle. Our grand prize is an overnight stay at the Mount Shasta Resort.
Ooh.
It includes dinner for two and 2 days of golf.
Oh, what a fabulous.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be several silent auction type things going on. And, of course, the wonderful baskets that our ladies put together. We have about 20 or so of those ready to go.
Fabulous.
And they're all made up. And
let me tell you, those are some really fantastic baskets.
They do a phenomenal job of those.
Different mm-hmm. wives and friends from the lodge have donated things. I know, Frank, your lovely wife made a quilt, homemade quilt. It's going to go on for auction.
Yeah.
Okay, so now all this is going to start on this Friday, and it's going to start at 5 p.m. down at South City Park. It's going to be in the huge Paisano Days 2018. This is, what, 35th year?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And then the cost of it is, $12 if you come in at the gate and pay, $10 if you pay early, and you're going to talk about where you can buy it, tickets early.
I have some phone numbers here, if I may put them out there. For information or tickets, you can call John at 215-1333.
Oh, that's a good number.
Yeah. Or Steve at 224-9524. Doug at 243-6014. Or Carol at 241-4342.
Yeah,
so
we'll
you guys walking
out,
around
so.
Town just giving selling tickets, is there some place somebody can go? Can they go to, perhaps, Bassetti down at the... Is there a place that somebody can get tickets?
After 35 years, we're still not that organized. We're scattered off. But there's one other place that you can get them. You can get them by calling in today because we got four tickets we're going to leave with you guys.
Yeah.
Oh.
How about that? We'll leave you tickets.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, let's take a call. 605-4567.
Second caller gets four tickets to Paisano Days at 605-4567.
Go with your family. Go out there and play bocce ball and
That's
have
right.
some spaghetti.
Get a ticket
and, oh, what a nice event.
There you go. Now,
Paisano Days. You're going to learn how the Italians do it.
This Friday and Saturday, it's just a great time. It's always a great time. You have a 6 p.m. start of the bocce tournament. You can put together a four-person team. Does it cost to enter?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. We've got the teams all lined up. We got the bracket, so it's
them.
A little bit too late.
Oh,
and this
too
has
late
been
that.
A very popular venue.
Oh, yeah.
We have a hard time squeezing all the teams in, so as soon as we get the applications out, they're lined up. And a lot of these teams have played years and years. Some of them for 35 years have been around.
So it's this weekend again. There's two nights.
Yes.
Two nights. And the tickets are for... One night, both nights?
Well, the tickets are just for the dinner.
For the dinner.
Yeah, there's no entry fee per se.
Okay.
It's just you're just buying if you want a beverage, if you want a raffle ticket,
yeah,
if you
right.
want some food.
There's no charge at the gate to come in.
This is all free. It's all free. This is just for dinners.
Yeah.
For Friday or Saturday.
Exactly.
Night.
When our Monday callers are.
Hello.
605-4567.
Hello.
For this weekend at Paisano Days, you can go get your spaghetti dinner and enjoy just, you know, all the wonderful things. If you've not been to Paisano Days, it's really a great fun and family entertainment. And I don't really know that much about bocce ball, but if you're going to watch the teams, like the serious players, it's a chance to really learn another sport.
I'd have to say, you wouldn't think this, but bocce is a great spectator sport. You start watching people rolling that ball back and forth, and you'll go, everybody. It's an enjoyable game to watch.
I just want to know one thing. Is it as exciting as curling?
Oh, no. Is it, Eddie, come on. That's not a sport. It has a broom, Carl. That's not a sport. That's like the difference between Sons of Italy and the Sons of Norway. What are you talking about?
Is this being like, you know, the Italians? This is Italians. How come it's not an Olympic sport?
Well,
it should be.
You know what?
Give Italy a chance.
If they got curling, why don't they have, yeah.
Yeah. You know, this all started with Romans rolling rocks. Now, that's how far back that goes.
I thought they were rolling the heads of the people they conquered.
Yeah. Perhaps.
Come on, that's where it starts.
What do you do with all those heads? Let's make a game of it. It probably started just like
that's
that.
Where, that's what they started with in polo. Card. They used the Chinese. You were using heads when they were playing polo when it began. So, okay, Paisano Days. Okay, we're going to give you people another chance after the 8 o'clock
hour. That makes me hungry.
Yeah.
God.
What, the rolling of the head?
Yeah, that just makes you, ooh, I want to go. Thank you for just taking that whole picture and turning it in.
No. This is going to be, we're just talking about what a great time everybody's going to have starting Friday. And tomorrow night, if you want to come down and see Linda and I and two more of our KCNR family out there botching it.
We have a banner already made up, and I gave Linda an example. Oh, maybe you have it. Linda had it over there. It's going to show the media bocce champions of Paisano Days 2018. After, you guys are going to win it?
Could be.
I have KCNR said they're going to whoop you guys, and then your Enjoy magazine also. They go, they're not going to enjoy the way we beat them. So there's a lot of trash talk going on.
We got to run. We're going to have Christian Schrader, mayor of Reading, will be with us at 8 o'clock. We'll be right back.
Thank you, guys.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Reading, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Leveling the charges should not be ignored.
White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway says President Trump supports the idea of Kavanaugh's accuser testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Conway tells Fox and Friends that Christine Blasey Ford should not be insulted and should not be ignored. At the same time, a White House spokesperson says the White House stands by Kavanaugh's categorical denial of inappropriate behavior.
That's White House correspondent Craig Clugston. The allegations dating back to 1982 when the accused and the accuser were in high school together. Kavanaugh says he's willing to go back before the Senate Judiciary Committee to discuss the matter and defend his honor and integrity. The latest victim of hurricane, now Tropical Depression Florence, a one-year-old boy. The Union County, North Carolina Sheriff's Office said it has recovered the body of the infant, the young boy who was swept away by floodwaters after his mother lost her grip on him. Another of the storm's 17 victims, Tammy Gill's three-month-old son. She says paramedics tried desperately to save the baby to no avail.
They've been doing CPR for the last 30 minutes. They just wanted permission to stop. I said no at first, but after another 30 minutes, he wouldn't come back.
Hundreds of people have been rescued from the floodwaters. Hundreds more, though, are still trapped. And forecasters say the worst of the flooding is yet to come. Florence now moving slowly to the north, spreading more rain as it goes. Stocks in the red on Wall Street this hour. The Dow down about 31 points. The Nasdaq off 79. The S&P down 10 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-6 877-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
A funeral in Israel for the victim of a lone wolf terrorist. We got the latest from the media lines, Felice Friedson.
Thousands of Israelis turned out Sunday night for the funeral of 40-year-old Israeli-American Ari Fold, who was killed earlier in the day by 16-year-old Palestinian Khalil Jabarin at the community of Efrat near Jerusalem. It was the latest in the lethal series of lone wolf killings by Palestinian terrorists. The Media Line news agency is reporting that Jabarin's father had tried to alert Palestinian and Israeli officials that his son was planning to kill someone following an altercation with his parents over whether he would attend school. Israel recently relaxed gun laws largely in reaction to the lone wolf phenomenon. Yesterday's attack ended when the victim and another armed civilian shot and incapacitated the terrorist. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
Breaking news and analysis at themedialine.org and at townhall.com. America's oldest nuclear power plant, the Oyster Creek Nuclear Generating Station in New Jersey, is shutting down today.
The plant in Lacey Township near the Jersey Shore went online on December 1, 1969, the same day as the Nine Mile Point Nuclear Generating Station near Oswego, New York. But Oyster Creek's original license was granted first, technically making it the oldest of the nation's commercial nuclear reactors that are still operating. The plant has dealt with corrosion and leaks during its time in service, but its owner, Exelon, says the plant has always been safe.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. President Trump tweeting this morning about trade. He writes that tariffs have put the U.S. in a very strong bargaining position, with billions of dollars and jobs flowing into our country, and yet cost increases have thus far been almost unnoticeable. The president saying that other countries will have to trade fairly with the U.S. or face tariffs. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's the 17th of September, 2018. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. What's the weather look like today
currently
and for the rest of the week?
50 degrees in the downtown studios. Our high today will be 84 with our lows of 55. Now, as we look at the weekly forecast, tomorrow we're going to have hazy skies with around 86, and Tuesday night looks like it's hazy, but then mostly clear. And I love this when we look at the forecast through the week, because for the last almost 2 months, that's all I've seen are gray boxes, because that's how it comes with us. The printout from the National Weather Service gives us like up till Friday, and that's all I've seen are gray boxes. So this is just, I feel like I want to, you know, shout out hallelujah to the world. Because Wednesday will be sunny and clear with our highs of 90, and Wednesday night clear with 59. Thursday sunny with 93, and Friday sunny with a high of 89. So we love this mostly clear skies, and that's our forecast. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
How are
yes,
you?
Yes, it sounds like a fantastic week.
I think so.
And actually, today is Constitution. It's the day that the Constitution was signed 232 years ago on September 17th, 1787. And so tonight we are going to have a some short videos by Chris Ann Hall about the Constitution. She's going to talk about the preamble and the powers of the president, the legislature, the judiciary, and the supremacy clause. So if people want to learn about the Constitution, come on out tonight to the Reading Patriots meeting at 2570 South Bonneview Road. And you can learn something about the Constitution. I'll bet you didn't know.
It'll look like a church.
Yes,
that
it
you're
looks
going
like
to.
A church. It's the only church on Bonneview there, right across from the fire station.
There you go. So don't be put off by the fact it goes, well, wait a minute, that's a church. Well,
yes.
Yep, that's where everybody is. Of course,
absolutely.
There's a bunch of signs out there, too, that will help you find your way in.
Yes, we do.
And Sally, thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, Carl.
You
bye-bye.
Bet. Hey, I wanted to remind everybody that the Nick Dahl Memorial Golf Tournament is going to be this weekend, Saturday, September the 22nd, shotgun start at 10 a.m. over at Churn Creek Golf Course, and all the funds go for housing at the Veterans Resource Center for Reading Area Homeless Veterans. And this has been, if you read the article in the paper the other day, you'll see that veterans got hit pretty hard with these fires, because a lot of the veterans live out in the rural areas,
mm-hmm.
and they lost their homes. So now they're trying to find housing for all of those individuals also. So this is a great, this is a super tournament. It's in the memory, of course, for Nick Dahl. For more information, give Pam a call at 227-7808. Is somebody calling? Okay, I heard the phone ring.
Is that for those tickets, Paisano tickets?
It was spam.
Okay.
Unless the studio
has
student loans.
By the way, we do have tickets to Bison All Days.
Yeah, that's right. We
tried free food tickets.
Absolutely.
Save yourself $40.
Four tickets to come to the Paisano Days, which is this Friday and Saturday at South City Park. You can see the Bocha Ball tournament. And, fun time to bring your family and just enjoy what the Sons of Italy do, Sons and Daughters of Italy in America. And again, they were on just before our break, and we just love those guys and what they do so much for the community, too. So come on out and enjoy that with those four tickets that we're giving away right now, 605-4567.
Okay, we're here with Kristen Schrader, our mayor of Reading. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kristen.
Kristen, there's been a lot happened in the last, you might say, 6 weeks, 2 months. 6 weeks. So getting close to 2 months with the fires and everything. The plan, we've seen stuff brought in with plans for the, rebuilding and all this. Is there an overall plan that's been put together that would be going forward?
To address the fire?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's actually several components of it, but really what you've seen is a collaboration between the city and the county to get on the same page, with the exception of, going through a building department that's in the county or in the city, if you have property in either. And there are a few differences between their building permit process or some of their requirements compared to some of our requirements. So I think the plan going forward is all on Reading, Shasta, readingrecovers.org. Mm-hmm. And I brought it with me to show you. As far as the plan, I think what you'll see is we had to declare an emergency so that our city could respond without, being able to enter into contracts immediately for whatever happens. And then since then we get updates every city council meeting to give us an update on what's going on with the fires. And what I see is I brought with you a list of all the different flyers that are available. And I think what you'll see is where we're at right now going forward is helping our community rebuild. And so one of the biggest plans that we have right now is what does it take for a community member to rebuild in either the Reading or the county? There's a workshop tonight at 5:00.
Uh-huh.
And that is it's a community open house, which has been scheduled to provide information about the new rebuilding process. Both city and county staff will be available to guide step-by-step along the way and answer any questions at 5 p.m. at City Hall, 777 Cypress Avenue. So it's not, it's probably just come in and mingle, and there'll be stations where our different staff members will be present. What I've also noticed going forward is there's all kinds of information about what to do about hillside home drainage. There's when should you replant? And what's also coming up on, as I said, city council meeting, we'll get an update tomorrow. On the 25th, we have post-fire vegetation erosion workshop. That's on September 25th. That's at the college. And the deadline for turning in your right of entry is September 30th. So there's a lot of things if people are directly involved in getting their house rebuilt. There's a lot of
What has
available
to be done by September 30th?
You have to turn in your right of entry, which is that you want the city or the state to remove your debris, or that you identify that you're going to
opt
out.
And who do they
out.
Turn that into?
That goes into the city building departments.
Okay. All this is located on one website?
Yep.
And what's that called again?
ShastaReadingRecovers.org. And it's got everything. There's buttons on to identify practically everything you need to know, and you just scroll down and you find flyers. Here's wildlife recovery and rebuilding. There's amazing workshops that are announced on this, and all kinds of flyers. If you want to rebuild your home, what's the guide? And if you fill out the checklist, bring your plans in. Our city is going to return those to you within a week if everything's in place. And we're working on getting a standard fee for everybody who has to rebuild their home. We haven't, the city council hasn't approved that yet, but Barry's bringing that back to us.
A standard fee for anybody that wants to rebuild their home?
Right. Before, what happens is the price of the review is based on the value, estimated value of the construction cost. But now we're saying let's give people a certain number because we may not know what that, you know, the value is right now. Or it's, well, we might know the value, but we want to let people be able to plan and say for this house, you'll know in comparison with all the other costs that you need to factor in, you'll know exactly what that cost is.
Is it going to be one cost or is it a sliding scale?
No, it's like Barry was identified to us was that it would be a one cost. Because okay. It does slide if it's based on the
say
value of the home.
It's a $600,000 house as opposed to a $150,000 house. But you're talking about just like a fee to get your building permit and get back up in
review
your planning.
Review your plans.
Review
yeah.
your plans.
Right. So what I've seen is that we're doing whatever we can to help people streamline this. For example, if you're rebuilding virtually the same set of plans, except you've updated new building codes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you were going to do a slight variation, it'll take a little bit longer, and we're still hoping to get that out in 2 to 3 weeks.
Well, a lot of people, I've heard, I shouldn't say a lot, I mean, anecdotal here, is they're not building as big as they had.
A handful of people we know. We would say, perhaps.
A group of people we know that, you know, instead of building a 3,000 square foot house, they may only be building a 2,200 square foot house. Same thing, though?
The point is we want to help them have a streamlined process. And the main thing is to come in and
talk to somebody
but
and get it
done.
But
there's a whole checklist. Actually, that's the one I didn't bring. There's a whole checklist of
everything.
I think
we got that from Francie the other day.
Well,
so there's a whole bunch of stuff.
Right, and I pulled up the newest stuff, which has to do with what I know people are concerned about if you're near hillsides, and that's erosion control. And I know the state is working with the city and the county on, you know, addressing that as
sure.
well in the open space, public space.
Okay. All right, we're here with Mayor Kristen Schrader. We're talking about the recovery, how there's 1,000 things that you can get online at the Shasta Redding
Recovers.org.
And but it's got every type of checklist you can think of. They're going to streamline the planning, so you just got one price you're paying to have your plans looked at and mm-hmm. okayed, and then you can move on from there.
Mm-hmm.
But by the 30th of this month, which is not that long from now, 13 days, you've got to have in your right of entry if you want the state to clear off your land.
Or give us the opt out form.
Okay, it's got to be something though.
Right, and then you have to then you would be clearing it yourself.
Okay, all right. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by North State Security. Been in the business since 50 years ago, and North State Security announced a prevention since 1968, the largest security firm north of Sacramento, a private security firm with over 100 well-trained officers trained in de-escalation. They do everything, including helping take care of the electric utilities, the airports, the water, and the power plants, all those things, plus people's businesses and their homes. All of this at North State Security. Give them a call, 243-0295. We'll be right back.
Seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. If all you need is an in-cabin air filter change, come on in. No appointment necessary. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Dutch Bros Coffee are teaming up for the 6th annual Caffeinate for a Cause fundraiser. On Thursday, September 20th, all local Dutch Bros locations will be donating $1 from every drink sold, plus tips to Turtle Bay. This event will be held 7 to 9 a.m. and again from 2 to 4 p.m. Each Dutch Bros location will feature local celebrity baristas, plus live appearances from Turtle Bay animals. Caffeinate for a Cause on Thursday, September 20th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 9600.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Underbot. 23 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here. It's going up to 84 today. The air quality index right now is 155. If you're downtown, it's a little bit clearer if you cross the river or out in Palo Cedro. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Located in the heart of downtown Reading, when it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. We're here with Mayor Christian Schrader. And one of the things that Shasta Regional just did with the county, if you saw that, are you familiar with that?
Yep.
Kind of exciting.
Yeah, well, it is very beneficial for those individuals who need it and their families.
Yeah, and what we're talking about, of course, is, even though we're talking county now instead of city, was that Shasta Regional Medical Center stood up, and they're, if somebody is a 5150, which means somebody in danger of themselves or others, they can be admitted without their permission, and they can be medicated. Also,
right, and the county is contracted with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
And that can go for up to 72 hours. But then they also are going to provide 30-day and 60-day inpatient services also. Right. This is big.
Well, it's one of the things that the community has been saying for the last couple of years is a priority, along with other public safety issues.
Right. Well, okay, that's moving into public safety. By the way, I think that the fire, the handling of the fire seems to be moving forward very well. Of the results, it seems like.
Well, I think...
I haven't heard anything, really, the problems.
I haven't either. Not
still
to
early.
Say that we can't... You know, we always need to be vigilant about every process that we put in place. The other thing, that when you asked about a plan going forward, what actually does happen in our community is we're having a... what we've established is the community recovery team, CRT, and so that's an offshoot of the VOAD, which is Volunteers something of Disaster, organizing to address disaster. That has been formed now into a long-term recovery team, and I've volunteered for one of the subcommittees on that. And that's a group that will really does look at the long-term planning, and they'll look at case management. For example, the county has given some received some funding that they've now contracted with NVCSS to help establish case management, which is to help each family if they're in need to come in and evaluate what their needs are for housing, for their financial needs, and other health. And
is this the Shasta Regional Community Foundation?
That's part of it. They're,
how many groups of people do we have doing this?
Well, the community recovery team is really led by Tim Danielson and Carrie Carancy. I believe they're co-directing this.
Okay, well, that's what I thought. Carrie's got the Shasta Regional.
Yes, and they've raised over, I think it's $3.3 million. Last time I knew it was 3.1, then I read something else that's more than 3.1, but I didn't know what the number was.
I thought
and
it was more than that.
We want to give a shout-out to Megan Rapino, who raised $150,000 just with her efforts.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that... So that money will be allocated based on the priorities that are established through this community recovery team. And so that's a good place to get involved.
And so is there a way of, because I see all these, I do see different groups doing this, and we have kind of been pushing people when they ask us over to Shasta Regional Community Foundation. But there's other groups out there.
Yes, United Way and Tri-County
State. Is there a way to kind of like have an umbrella over this at all?
Well, the umbrella is the community recovery team.
Okay, that will be the one that takes care of all that. Okay, well, that's what I was looking for.
One of the things that they set up is, this is based on their experience in other communities, and what we saw the first meeting or the second meeting was how they set up a chart that shows the unmet needs. So that starts out with an unmet need of a family, and then it gets posted into this, larger community unmet needs so that we can find out what the gaps in service are or the gap in financial assistance for people.
Okay. As we move forward through here, this fire was kind of, was off the chart, but there was lots of areas here in town that we have that still have lots of grass and brush around it. Do we have a plan on how to keep this stuff under control?
Well, we have two of our departments are working on that, and our REU does work with to maintain and clear space near the facilities, power lines, power poles. So they've increased their budget to do more work. That's state requirement, but it's also good practice for any public owned community. And the second department that's been working for the last year and a half on brush cleanup, wild areas, fire management or wildlands management is our public works department. And so they've been cleaning camps. They've been cleaning out brush to make it more visible for places, in places where we want to keep visibility up and also maintain, control around our infrastructure. So they've been working for the last year.
When you ride up on Eureka, heading up toward Lake, I'm sorry, Market, going up to a Lake Street, you've got that canyon that's right there that is just filled with brush. And a couple few years ago, it burnt all the way into Turtle Bay. That place seems to be – nobody seems to have touched that in a while. Are there other – there's – and when the fire got to Sunset Terrace, there was a lot of brush around that. Is that – where's the city end and where's the county start there?
Well, the city and county start west of Sunset Terrace, west of –
That's what I thought, and yet the brush there seemed not to have been addressed for a long time.
Well, Barry is letting us know as of last Friday he's met with a consultant to work on a strategy to address fuel fire management. So he's bringing that back to us within the next month or so, so that we can address it and know what the costs are and what are some options for us to fund the need that we have?
Now, is this a type of when it's out like that, is that something that people are going to have to pay for, or is this something coming out of the general fund?
Some communities have had a community-wide assessment to pay for that. I think what I heard was after the Oakland Hills fire, they looked at something like that. So I think
we actually have some places here in town, though, that don't they pay an assessment for their for
landscape,
neighborhoods?
Yes, it's called landscape maintenance districts, and those are voted in by the neighborhoods or voted out. Some neighbors decided to vote out the payment for those landscape maintenance districts. But those are really to help, you know, number one, it's partly to, you know, make your neighborhood and, the, you know, the community in those areas, you know, make it look nice and, you know, probably trim back some of the excess brush. But, you know, some people have voted it in and some people did not vote it in.
The going back to that one canyon there on Market Street, what can... Is this something your public works can go out there and take a look at? And then how would they plan on this? Just cut it down, all the brush.
Like I said, we gave them more money for to do that in the last year, and they have been doing it. I know, for example, you know, right there by Buenaventura and Eureka Way, that south northeast corner, with it about 2 weeks before the fire, they had the CCC crew. Well, they had the CCC crew out there cleaning that up, and I think that if they hadn't done that, the fire would have been more ferocious on that one, you know, corner. Although it was, you know, homes were lost right near there. And
it came up through that area and up through the back.
Yeah,
up there.
It did.
Yeah.
Well, it was pretty indiscriminate about, you know, some of the homes.
You know what, and again, only thing I'm trying to get at here is, if this has happened, you know, this is one of those things with a fire NATO that, you know, it's like one of those 1,000-year fires and all this. But what can we do? What kind of agreements we're talking to with BLM, because they've got so much land around here. You know, what are they doing to clean up stuff and all that? But we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil, one of the unsung heroes of the battles. No, they weren't out there fighting fires, but they sure had their trucks out there providing fuel for all of the fire trucks, for the bulldozers, for all the camps, SST Oil. And they don't say a lot about it, but they had a lot of their people up there for a long time, plus moving all the rest of the oil and kerosene and gas throughout all of the Northern California, Nevada, Oregon, the whole area around here. That's SST Oil. If you're looking for work, if you're looking to get your heaters fixed, replacing your heaters, your water heaters, your home heaters, give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. Been here in Reading for over 50 years. We'll be right back with Mayor Christian Schrader.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Real people, real winners. As summer ends and fall is in the air, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Fall of Surprises. Swipe to win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Win free slot play, prizes, or a 2019 Can-Am Outlander Quad. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings to play the Plinko board for free slot play Sundays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Can-Am Outlander Quad. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Whether you're into hunting, mudding, or adventure, maximize everyday adventure with the most accessible ATV out there. Head down to Wind River and play our Fall of Surprises promotion, where you could win a Can-Am Outlander Quad from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Two winners. Final drawing Sunday, September 30th. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
To do, but if all of these dreams might find their way into my day-to-day scene.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studio is KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue. Better known, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold opened Monday through Friday at Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, we're here with Mayor Kristen Schrader, and we're going to shift gears here a bit. We've been talking a lot about the fire. It sounds like there's a lot of information out there again, and if you just go to Shasta Reading recovers.org, it's got all the information right there.
Yes, and we post, on the front of our website, it'll have the latest announcements, latest events posted. So, tonight at 5 o'clock, come to City Hall, and if you want to rebuild, it'll be a workshop for designed for the community members or design professionals.
The going into public safety, Francie was here Friday, and she said that the level of safety, public safety we have, is something that we have to accept unless we're willing to change, unless we're willing to pass an ordinance or pass the sales tax.
Well,
awards to that effect.
Okay. My view is, public safety is for many, many community members and myself included the highest priority. And I think we should be able to address it with the tools we have now and be creative if we need more tools. And I know our law enforcement has, we're trying to keep our 4 NPU unit, because the neighborhood police unit, because that's our only really proactive team of law enforcement officers.
And that was paid for by?
The original, we've been paying for them with reserves, and then we received community donations. Bethel donated, and then other community members mm-hmm. stepped up to donate money through the end of June of 2019.
And so now, next June,
and so we also have 3 firefighters mm-hmm. that we need to find funding for, and that was what the agenda item was for our last council meeting, where we need to find $800,000 a year annually to pay for those 7 public safety.
And what came up from that?
Well, it came up that it's our budget process, which Barry started when he was hired. He mm-hmm. said he was going to start sooner, so he was going to start 6 months ahead. Normally, our process starts in February of the year we're going to be adopting the budget. So next February, we're going to be adopting a 2-year budget for 2019-20 through 2021, but now he started in September, with giving us opportunity. Well, actually started in May and said, what are the council's priorities? And we said public safety. He said he would bring back some ideas for us to then prioritize again So that's when he brought back the item, which asked us or gave us some options on how we would find additional revenue or actually readjust some of the general fund funds that are where we could move funding around. And
sure.
The library came up and recreation, building permits. We subsidized the building permits. At $500,000, we subsidized the planning department by $1 million. So we're looking at finding $800,000. Recreation is subsidized. The library is a payment of $800,000, which and a contribution from the county of 1.2. And transient occupancy tax receives approximately $5 million. And of that, $1.1 million goes to Reading Convention Visitors Bureau. So what Barry did was giving this to us was saying, here are some of the options that he would be looking at for us to find the $800,000 to keep those seven public safety department officers.
So do you think it should be taken across the board? You've already said that library is not going to be touched.
Right.
Why is that?
Because we have a liquidated damages of $750,000.
I don't know what that is.
So that means if we cut, we leave the contract, we have to pay a penalty.
Okay.
So you said, hey, look, we're going through all this. We'd like to pay $50,000 less this year. And then they could say.
And we wouldn't have a library. Or we'd have to find, you know, I think we made a commitment, and we should honor that. And we already said that we would do that at our council meeting on September 5th. That was a priority that the council unanimously adopted, that we were going to.
Okay, so then
the
library's off the board. Right. What else is?
Well, we're waiting to hear back from Barry. He's going to do a deeper dive on each of these departments to see what changes we can make.
Okay, that's
so
fair.
That we can adjust. You know, the point is we have to come up with a fiscally responsible budget and address the priorities of the community and then the priorities that we have adopted as a board, as a council. As
what's the deadline for the to be able to come up with that $700,000 gap?
Well, the deadline, our goal is to have a document that we would begin to approve a review in February of next year. But Barry's going to bring this back to us within, I think, October or November.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Kristen, I have a concern, and I think it should be a concern of the whole city and area here. This sale that you guys are pending with this Stillwater property, I'm concerned the fact that you're going to lose money on it and you're just going to give it away and without an audit on how much it's cost you. Because I know it's in the multi-millions. Everybody says, oh, it's only a few million, you know, 26 billion. Hey, you guys got more money piled into that grub hole, and there's no way that you're going to get that back out of these people. And they're going to walk in here and sweet talk you, and you're going to give it away. And I'm worried about that because there's no going back. Once you give it away, you give it away. So I want your concern and expertise to be focused on this. And
Okay, thanks, Billy Bob. How much money do we have sunk into Stillwater?
Well, you know that we had what most people consider an audit. The grand jury did do an multi-page document. You know, dive into the was expended, and I believe they overstated it because they double counted.
But then the city disagreed with it,
right? Because they double. One of the things is they double counted the bond, the value of the bond, what we have left to pay off.
Okay.
So they double counted something, and then my recollection is that we had put in $23 million invested in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing about giving it away is we have to sell it for fair market value. So we haven't established what the fair market value is. That would, as we go forward with the sale.
Will it be $23 million?
Probably not.
Will it be $5 million?
You know, it has to be established. And
they're establishing it right now with this company, right?
Well, it's, you know, that's
Adreno or whoever
Panettone
that is.
Or
Panettone.
Panettone. They are, they're right now, we're delayed in coming up.
Yeah,
with
I know that they backed off a little bit. You know, it doesn't mean that they've canceled, but it just means that they're doing a bunch
on
of other
hold
things.
Because they have other things that are developing
quickly
right now.
Yeah,
right.
But they. So it's whatever.
Well, that's what. What
but do we have an idea what market value would be?
You know what? I don't. I'm not going to. I don't want to guesstimate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then let me say this. Let's just say it's $10 million. And we owe $23 million, right?
Right.
Or do we still have a bond out there we're having to pay?
We have a bond that we have a $600,000 debt, annual.
Annual debt.
Yeah, annual repayment debt. So with the, when they, you know, so the caller, you know, it's, we have concerns about that. And in this last year, I identified that as a priority. And we asked our city manager, Barry Tippin, to come back with a plan next year. That was before we got the offer. And then now I think it still would be my goal is that within next year, this time next year or earlier, that if the Panettone deal doesn't go forward, that we have a concrete proposal on what we do, how we might, dispose of it or, you know, what we might do. Because it shouldn't go on and on. I know that's what people's concern is. And we are spending $600,000.
Could we turn it into a giant
hot farm?
No.
Well, I believe we should turn it because it's legal, and so let's pay taxes and pay taxes.
Well, when I was thinking about, I think it's kind of cool, really, because I would not bet that they wouldn't be doing that already. But I'm thinking about the mitigation credits you get if you have if you build wetlands there, and then you just rent that out. I mean, that would be millions of dollars.
Well, they're out. See, well, you know, why don't you join us?
I don't know if we
ideas.
Can do that.
Submit
but,
your
but
ideas.
But see, if somebody's got wetlands, is making $400,000 a year for little bitty bunches of wetlands. If we have 400 acres of wetlands there that people can then get their carbon credits and buy them from us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we should be open to.
I don't know if you can do that, but it's. Worth a lot of money.
We should be open to all
ideas. Okay.
All ideas, and I think
this is going to cost us money, isn't it, Kristen?
Well, it's going to in the short term where we won't make back what we invested in it, but in the long term,
Here's your chance, Kristen, to say cities should not get into the business development. If you say that, then you're out of it because you did not vote for that.
I didn't, but we have to figure out what I need to vote for to resolve this going forward.
Kristen Schrader's with us. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is Andy Main bringing you a news update from high-speed internet provider ShastaBeam.com. We've had a great response from the community regarding the recent car fire from residents who were evacuated or had their homes burned. We're happy to report that all of our towers providing high-speed internet services are in operation, and we're installing new equipment on those towers that suffered fire damage. We continue to send our condolences to those who suffered losses, and we are still offering expedited installation services to those who need high-speed internet and phone services installed at their addresses. Call us today at 605-2203 or Google ShastaBeam.com on your smartphone to pre-qualify your address or to inquire about our services. ShastaBeam has been providing high-speed wireless services to the North State since 2004. We provide services to all areas that have slow internet. Call ShastaBeam today at 605-2203 or visit ShastaBeam.com to pre-qualify your address and order online today. This is Andy Main wishing you fast, reliable internet from ShastaBeam.com. This is Andy Main bringing you a news update from high-speed internet provider ShastaBeam.com. We've had a great response from the community regarding the recent car fire from residents who were evacuated or had their homes burned. We're happy to report that all of our towers providing high-speed internet services are in operation, and we're installing new equipment on those towers that suffered fire damage. We continue to send our condolences to those who suffered losses, and we are still offering expedited installation services to those who need high-speed internet and phone services installed at their addresses. Call us today at 605-2203 or Google ShastaBeam.com on your smartphone to pre-qualify your address or to inquire about our services. ShastaBeam has been providing high-speed wireless services to the North State since 2004. We provide services to all areas that have slow internet. Call ShastaBeam today at 605-2203 or visit ShastaBeam.com to pre-qualify your address and order online today. This is Andy Main wishing you fast, reliable internet from ShastaBeam.com.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Oh, I like that.
Come on.
You know what?
Good morning.
I talked to Kristen during the break. I just want her to say things like, it was the stupidest thing I ever heard of. But she will not say that. She is so nice out
she
there.
Nice.
She will not say that on the air.
Kristen is sweet. She's a, anyway. A really nice and a very sweet lady. You know, you like
you
being
are.
Around her. She's a soft-hearted, wonderful
anyway.
Human being.
Okay, let's move on here. Let's go to the phones. And I believe it's Cake. Good morning, Cake. Is that right?
Jake.
Oh, Jake.
I'll take it, Jake.
Okay, it's Jake, not...
Hey, good morning, Carl, Linda, Kristen. Hey, I got a question for you on this Stillwater Business Park. This feels like something that would be a possible win to help rebuild some of the trust that's been lost over the years. Is there any reason why we couldn't go completely open with all the potential meetings and negotiations about the sale of this property going forward?
Well, that's one of the areas where government can meet in behind closed doors, and there's a real purpose for that, because when you're doing the public business and you're negotiating, I think it's the three areas. One is negotiations, personnel, and litigation are the three areas that we can do in a closed session. I highly recommend that, because there are all kinds of nuances that happen in real estate or other negotiations. And I think the setting the goals in public session is important, but the actual details of negotiating a sale would have to be in closed session. But certainly identifying
the actual details, Krista, don't mean to interrupt you, but those actual details are the things that are most concerning to most of us, especially considering that it's the taxpayer that's going to eat the loss sounds like potentially is going to occur in this case. So being able to actually hear the process and hear the breakdown, we're grown adults, most of us, and we understand the issues around real estate and so on. And quite frankly, many of you, when you first got into office, didn't understand it exactly as it needed to. So this is time for the community as a whole to step up and realize that it's time for us to realize that we're going to take a loss on this, and it's just one of those things that we're going to have to embrace. But it would be nice to see it done in the open.
Well, I wouldn't recommend that we're going to actually negotiate the transaction details of a real estate transaction in open session. I don't think that's the job of the city council. I think we certainly can identify the priorities for what our goals are for selling the property or disposing of the property. That's certainly a city council prerogative, and I think we should be doing that within the next year, is to make some final decisions about it. That's what we identified last year.
It's been long enough, right?
Right. I mean, that's what we said to Barry within the last year. And then we got the offer from Panattoni, so that could go forward.
We'll see what happens with that.
Right. So clearly the public is entitled to understand the nuances of our goals, our policies going forward, but not the actual negotiations. I wouldn't advise that should happen in public.
Transparency, of course, being the big thing that people would like to see. I hear what you're saying. Now, the transients and the ones that are taking up our park space, there's rumors that there's going to be a new facility built, probably around Good News Rescue Mission or some other place.
Well, what's been happening is the county, two agencies in the county, the Housing Department under Laura Birch and the Health and Human Services under Donnell Ewert, have convened meetings to talk about some options for, and they've been to other communities. There was a conference call with Placer County to see what they're doing down there. And what we're looking for the term of what it is, but it's a shelter, looking for possibly 100 beds and co-locate services within that facility. So, for example, we'd have a proposal now that I'm aware of is it would have a sobering center and also a medical respite. So, for example, the sobering center, which has been talked about a lot in the community, has a lot of support, is instead of booking someone at the jail, which takes up time, also takes up space, and the whole process is they could be taken to this center.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person would then be immediately like a warm handoff to the actual services and be offered a place to stay. With the shelter
they
beds.
Still get their choice. They can say, no, I'm not going to stay here, and then they go to jail.
Right, but I think what I've
most
seen...
Most of them will do
when,
it.
When, yeah. I do the, when I'm out on outreach with our community, or with our police officer, or with Dr. McMullen, I think what we've seen is that sometimes it takes 3 or 4 or 5 times, even more, to convince somebody to change their ways. But we need to make those... we need to provide those additional opportunities. I know the mission does great work. And they have other, services. They have treatment facilities.
So when we talk about this, not to bring, I just have to get two more things in here. That this 100-bed facility, it's also going to be a place where people can come in during the day. I mean, it's going to be a day room and all that for bathrooms and all these things. So at that point, then can we start moving people out of the parks?
Well, there is a belief that because of some judicial decisions in other communities about sit-lie ordinances, and that you cannot take someone, take someone off the street for violating that ordinance unless you have somewhere to take them. And so this is that option where the law enforcement can come up there and say, you have three options. Let's say you can go to jail, you can go to the mission, or if they fit to the criteria. Or we have this other option of this the shelter.
Okay, now the shelter doesn't mean it's being run by Good News Rescue Mission, or would it?
No, right now what they're looking at is there's millions of dollars in state funding, and some of it's called emergency funding, and the application is due in the middle of December. So we're really scrambling to
And that's for one that could take away then the part is, well, I don't want to go to it because it's a Christian organization. So this would be
it's
city run,
non-denominational.
Well, it's right now we're looking at having a nonprofit run it.
Okay.
Or a combination of multiple nonprofits, which would it not be faith based? Right.
Okay.
Correct.
Right.
Okay. Now, last thing is when we go back to building. People are talking about putting trailers on their lots and all these other things while they're building. Is that going to be approved?
Well, we're looking at that tomorrow night at the city council meeting to talk about what make sure we clarify what we can do now within our codes and ordinances and what we might need to address on a temporary basis to allow flexibility for people who have lost their homes and be able to either put RVs or trailers, build accessory dwelling units. So that's going to be Well, we have a list of options we can choose and ask the staff to be a little, come back with a little more specific plans.
But there's a meeting tonight.
That's on rebuilding your home.
Right. So let's talk one more time about that as we close our show. Christian Schwader, our mayor.
5 o'clock tonight at City Hall in the community room.
And this will be about rebuilding your home, all the information you could possibly want.
Yes.
Who would we have in that would be able to talk specifically about this? Brian Crane?
Brian Crane and our planning department, our building department. Yeah, everybody's going to be there.
All right.
And the county. The county is
and
also
the county
going to be
too.
There.
So I think isn't Brian and Minturn working together on this?
Well, Brian is our recovery director, right. And Pat Minturn is the county recovery director.
It might be, you know, we need to get both of them on at the same time they can work off each other on something like this.
Thanks, Mayor. Okay.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kristen, for being here. I didn't get a chance to talk to you about re-election, but we'll have you on again before all that happens.
Yes, yeah. I'm running for re-election.
I'd get a hold of you.
Yes. My cell phone number, or I'll give you my phone number, is 245-4581.
About the, do you have a website? Or anything for your
not
re-election
my website,
campaign?
Not
Facebook, though.
I have Facebook, yeah, Kristen Schrader.
All right.
Not for re-election or anything, just Kristen Schrader, huh?
Well, I have two Facebook pages, yes.
Okay. I'm just talking about people that want to get a hold of
and
you
maybe
that way.
Want to talk to you.
To support you in those things.
Be happy to, or Kristen at electschrader.com.
Okay. Thanks, Kristen.
Great. Thank you.
Hey, tomorrow we have Barry Tippin rolling in. So it's going to, you know, you've given me a lot of questions to ask Barry. Hey, Kristen said you were going to do this. Kristen said you were going to do this. And we'll see what happens. All right. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?